The word that's used to tempt is a word pirazzo, but it can also be translated as test. And so we need to think about what we are looking at. Is it temptation or is it a test? Being tempted is being lured to think or do something that is not right. It has a sinister meaning. But being tested is to see how we handle something. It has a positive meaning. And God is not seeking to undermine us, but tests us to make us more confident in Him, to enhance how we live as Christians and what we do as a church. God was testing Abraham, as we heard in our Old Testament reading, and we marvel at how great was his faith. But what about Jesus in the wilderness? Led by the Spirit, and in most versions it says, well, to be tempted by the devil. It wasn't God that was doing the tempting. God led him to be tempted, but that was the test that God set up for Jesus. Campbell Morgan, who was the minister at Westminster Chapel before Martin Lloyd-Jones, he puts it very well. Jesus had just been baptized by John the Baptist, and he was about to start his public ministry. And there was the voice from heaven at his baptism. This is my son whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. And Campbell Morgan from then on refers to Jesus as the king in the wilderness, being alone, just himself and God, thinking and preparing for his coming ministry. And the test was to conquer Satan. Satan did the tempting. God did the testing. And so we come to the first temptation. Turn these stones into bread. Now this was after 40 days of fasting. And Jesus was hungry. And it so happens that the wilderness where he was covered with little pieces of limestone rock that looked exactly like little loaves or baps. Jesus was here with God, preparing for his ministry. And William Barclay asks, do we make mistakes because we do not give ourselves a chance to be alone with God? Here was Jesus, 40 days alone with God. What about us? Not 40 days at a stretch, but what about a quiet time with God at some point of each day? And Jesus' reply to Satan was again from Deuteronomy. Moses telling Israel that God was testing them to know what was in their hearts and whether they would keep his commands. It wasn't just about bread, but taking every word that was coming from the Lord. And Jesus is saying, it's not food in my mouth that counts, but God's word in my mind. God tests us by presenting two options. Are you going to choose physical and material attractions that will take over? Or is it more important to you to go with what God is saying to you? That first temptation affecting perhaps the material side of life, but where is God within it? And then in the second temptation, it's a case of go for the spectacular. Satan took Jesus to the highest point of the temple. Now, that wasn't just, if you like, to the top of a steeple. William Barclay wrote that the temple was built on a plateau, and at one corner there was a drop of 450 feet down to where the river Kedron was that separated the Temple Mount from the Mount of Olives. Just imagine a drop of 450 feet. Chuck yourself down, because God says the angels will come and they'll catch you. God expects us to take risks as we try to be true to him. But he doesn't expect us to take risks to enhance our own prestige. Just imagine, had Jesus done this, that would have been front page news had they had newspapers and television. But then you have to ask, but what comes after that? If there's only that, then it becomes an anticlimax. And the spectacular has to be followed by more and greater things that are spectacular. It's about following what God is saying and how he is leading us. It's not about doing something spectacular, whatever it may be. It's what God is leading us to. And great things will happen as the Lord leads us. As we look at our future, where will we be in a year's time? The Lord will lead and guide us. And as he has in the past, and Bethania becomes known in the village, that will again develop and increase as we follow the Lord's guidance. We must be wary of copying other Christians and churches because they have something that's spectacular. It's for the Lord to show us where we're going and what to do. We mustn't go out on a limb. The translation in the Message is, don't you dare test the Lord your God. Who's calling the shots? Are we going to give in to a temptation to attempt the spectacular? Or are we going to pass the test and go on looking to the Lord to lead us and guide us? And following that, the spectacular will come on a continuing basis as the Lord leads and guides. And then the third temptation. And the devil said bluntly to Jesus, now then, you worship me. And he took him to a viewpoint where you could see so far different countries in the area. And I suppose if it was today, it would be a modern twist of the devil showing Jesus, here's a globe, look at it, worship me, and you will have all of this for yourself. And Jesus gave a sharp reply. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. You worship the Lord and him only. And in the Message, the test was over. The devil left. And we could add the tail between his legs. Jesus came to work out the situation by offering himself in obedience to God's purpose for him. Graham Kenrick expresses it beautifully in one of his well-known songs. From heaven you came, helpless babe, entered our world, your glory veiled. Not to be served, but to serve and give your life that we might live. we're left with a question. In reflection, where is God testing us? How is God testing us? That comes to us as individuals, as well as a church. A serving individual and a serving community. I'm reminded of the old gospel hymn, which I'm sure you will remember. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you some other to win. Fight manfully onward, dark passions subdue. Look ever to Jesus, he'll carry you through. And then there's the chorus. Ask the Saviour to help you, comfort, strengthen and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. Shun evil companions, bad language, disdain. God's name hold in reverence, nor take it in vain. Be thoughtful and earnest, kind-hearted and true. Look ever to Jesus, he'll carry you through. To him that o'ercometh, God giveth a crown. Through faith we shall conquer, though often cast down. He who is our Saviour, our strength, will renew. Look ever to Jesus, he will carry you through. And we need to remember that when we are tempted. And do we give in to the temptations that come to us? Or do we look to the Lord and pass the test that he's facing us? We come to our closing hymn. My